It's the Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Switch gears, some hoops talk.
Yeah.
Because, well, let's just put it this way. LeBron James threw down big time last night. Didn't quite end up with the win, but we saw the Raptors win 10 straight. To talk about that and more, we have Black Trade joining us. What's going on today, man?
What's going on? Thanks for having me, guys.
And thank you for joining us after recording your back-to-back pod. What was the big topic of conversation on your pod today?
Today is actually your Let Your Hair Down average day episode, the mailbag episode. So we normally just take questions and, you know, talk pretty much like kind of like the free dress day in the office.
Nice. Now
you talk about everything that's going on.
Nice. And I look forward to listening to it. It's a new podcast you put together. So we are intrigued to see what that's going to sound like, which I'm sure is going to be very exciting. Now, I want to talk about LeBron James a little bit. And I know he's not getting enough run in terms of being the MVP this year, considering what James Harden is doing. But tell me, is this LeBron at his best, even though he's 33 years old right now?
So if we had to put LeBron in a collective, I would say 2011 was his best. This is shadowing it right now. It's amazing what he's doing in his 15th season at the age of 33. I got a chance actually to watch that game live last night in Portland. Didn't lose a beat. Full speed, making crazy plays. Just doing LeBron things, to be honest.
Right, and I think that's pretty amazing considering he's 33 years old, but how much of a chance does he have to get out of the East if he does not get Kevin Love back to full health before the season ends?
Well, I think it's still going to be very difficult. I know a lot of people joke around and talk about the Raptors or Kyle Lowry not being available, disappearing during the playoffs, but I think the Raptors actually have a chance to get the Cavs this year. They just got things clicking. Coach and DeMar and the rest of those guys figured it out. They're all bought in, and I think this is their year actually to compete.
Does that mean you have them perhaps in the NBA Finals? I mean, not only are the Raptors doing a pretty good job in the East, 51-17, they're one of the best teams in the league right now too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't too high on the Raptors before, but The last game I actually caught before where they were just kind of rolling with all things was against the Knicks. I just kind of watching. I mean, obviously the Knicks aren't struggling this year with the loss of Kristaps and a very young bench. The Raptors just, DeMar didn't have to do too much. DeLon Wright, and the bench was just rolling. Like, mm-hmm. I like, the acquisition of, bringing up Nigel and pretty much, like, I see them as a complete team that's, going in the right direction. It's not so much of a struggle.
Yeah, the Raptors,
in my opinion, of many years.
Yeah, I mean, they're an exciting team to watch right now. And I don't know if you saw this online on Twitter making the rounds, but there's a subway station in Toronto where it's essentially trying to lure LeBron James to the TO, to the six. They got this picture of a crown. They said, the king to the six. Obviously, LeBron can choose to go anywhere he damn pleases, and all the teams and all the markets would love to have him. But if you had to peg a favorite for where LeBron does end up next season, do you think it's back in Cleveland, Toronto, or is there a dark horse maybe going out to California somewhere?
I know. There was four teams that were leaked, but I wouldn't mind seeing LeBron in Toronto. But I see him going to Houston, if anything. Less workload. And finally, LeBron actually gets to kick his feet up for once. Not kick his feet up, but, like, take a little more pressure off himself where he doesn't have to do so much moving on. Because, obviously we know we're questioning when father time is going to kick in and his athleticism is going to decline. We can't really determine that. But, I think Houston would be best for his career.
We're talking to Black Trey, talking hoops with Black Trey here on Sportsnet 650 with Sat and John. Now, the Western Conference, I mean, yes, the Golden State Warriors are still the top team, and I have a hard time seeing anybody knocking them off. But when you look at Houston, the way they've been playing, and when it comes down to a playoff series, it gets more to a half-court game, and Mike D'Antoni is going to be coaching against Steve Kerr. Is it more of a mismatch than we think it is, or do you really think the Rockets have a good chance of maybe knocking off the Warriors in the playoffs?
More so, I like what the Rockets are what the Rockets are doing as far as, like I said, they're kind of in the same boat as the Raptors as far as what they've improved in the offseason and what they got better on. They kind of filled their needs and created a system that works for them. I know that their main goal is to beat the Warriors. I think the Warriors are still very good, and I think it determines their success, the Warriors' success to continue, would be happen to, like, health. Now, I know Steph Curry just recently announced his new shoe, which is a low top. I'm not sure how that's going to work in his favor as far as the previous ankle injuries.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
Like,
no, I get it. I get it.
It's probably the best shoe that they've put out as far as a silhouette. But that's the fear, you know, because if you guys get a chance to look at Steph Curry's ankle braces, they're like none other. Like, they're like, make sure his ankle is super stable, but the front part of his foot always seems to tweak. And I just don't know how, you know, I'm kind of nervous, you know, because that could, you know, if he misses some time during the playoffs, that can be highly effective in a first round or second round matchup.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I think they have enough to get out of the first round at least.
Yeah, no, you're right, because remember when they lost to the Cavaliers in the playoffs, Klay Thompson wasn't 100%. So, and the same thing with Steph Curry. And the thing with Klay is he's so good at his footwork, right, and how it gets open and runs through screens. So even when he's not 100%,
right,
he's not the same shooter he is, and the same thing for Steph Curry. So these guys, because they're such deadly shooters, those foot injuries could play a big factor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the only thing that's holding Golden State back is health. If they can get their guys to at least, I'd say 85%, I think they still win the championship in my eyes. But like I said, if they can't get these guys healthy, I mean, I know not having a real breaking, going to the finals multiple years can take toll on you. It's just one of those tough scenarios to kind of picture out. But like, I mean, I would love to see the Raptors and Rockets just for entertainment purposes and also the fans on social media.
Oh, that would be absolute fire, in my opinion. We're talking to Black Trey, host of the Nice Kicks cast here on the Playbook Sportsnet 650, gearing up for the NBA playoffs. And, you know, I look at the Spurs. It hasn't been a great dream season for them here. They do have back-to-back wins. They're holding on to that eighth spot. But is this an example of an aging Spurs team maybe starting to fade away from their regular dominance in the season? Or is it just a blip on the radar, and eventually when they do get into the playoffs, maybe they'll start to correct things and get things right again with Pops?
Well, I know the West is really tight-knit. You know, it's been kind of going up and down. I think this all depends on if they can get Kawhi Leonard back before the season ends, you know. That would kind of give them a boost. But in transition, I think that, you know, RC and Pop will do what's best for them to, I guess, get younger, but still stay in the system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too many players, you know, they kind of trust the draft. I mean, you know, look at Pop when he traded off George Hill. George Hill had a great rookie year, and then he was traded to Indiana for a then Kawhi Leonard, who knew no one really – I mean, people have seen him at San Diego State a little bit, but didn't expect his trade value to be that high, you know, and thought that was a crazy move. So I wouldn't put it past Pop to find another gem in the draft.
And who's the biggest pretender for you, the Pacers or maybe the Oklahoma City Thunder this year?
I'm honestly shocked about the Pacers actually doing something and actually being in the mix.
Yeah, they're third right now, right?
They're fourth right now?
Third. They're just
actually.
Yeah, I think they're just up on the Cavs there, my bad.
So Portland and Indiana were both my, like, you know, shocker teams, you know what I mean, pretty much that surprised me on where their standings are right now. But I see OKC as a disappointment team. Like, they're really going to wet the bed. I don't see them going too far. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to peep at the standings, but are they close to, what, seventh or eighth, or what are they, sixth? not sure.
OKC? I think they're fourth, yeah. Fourth in the West right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. But probably a game apart, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all really close in the standings.
Yeah, it's real tight, though.
Yeah, it's super close. You know, hopefully they play with some sense of urgency. I know Paul George is questionable tonight. These are must-win games for a lot of teams. But, yeah, I don't have too much high hopes for OKC. Losing Roberson, I know we joked around about Roberson's three-point shooting and free-throw shooting, but he was so valuable to that team. And it just kind of set them back so much. I mean, I like the acquisition of Corey Brewer, and, you know, he can add a little bit of veteran leadership to that team, but I'm not sure if he can help them get over the hump.
Great stuff. Black Trey, as always, a pleasure having you on. Back-to-back podcast. I can't wait to listen to that with you, Tom Haberstroh, and Zach Harper. Looking forward to that when that gets posted, and we'll talk again soon, my man.
Thank you again. Shout out to Jade Hoy.
Yeah, you know it. Thank you. Black Trey, always a fun conversation with him, talking some NBA action. The Raptors now have 10 straight wins.
Mm. And they're not even the hottest team in the league right now.
No, it's
which is crazy. It's astounding.
Sportsnet 650.